swear.
Don't start over. Hold on. I'll just tell him to give it off.
Okay, so at this time, I'd like to swear you, Ms. Cochran, in, as well as Mr. Westby, in, sir. So do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. McCluskey?
I do.
Okay. Mr. Westby?
I do.
Ms. Cochran?
I do.
Okay. So your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have two allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read you the allegations, I need you to state whether the allegations are either true or false, okay?
All right.
The first allegation states that your violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7 as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about October 5th, 2018, per the task DCMS live report date, October 11th, 2018. So is that true or false?
That's true, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. Your next allegation states that your violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 12A as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to enter into and participate in the ITH program, the Maricopa Reentry Center, 24601 North 29th Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona, on or about October 23rd, 2018, as verbally directed on October 18, 2018, says that your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were absconded from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes, that is true. The date, I think, might be a little bit off. It was supposed to be the 31st, October 31st, but yes, it is it's true.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you. Well, based on the admission of Mr. McCluskey, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent. He did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, but he may have lapsed, is about to lapse, into criminal ways or company.
Second. Agree.
Agree.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay, so we're going to go into phase two again. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with posting some additional information from Mr. Westby. Then I'm going to go over some information with you in the round, so give you an opportunity to present any information that you'd like to present to the board that's relevant. And then we're going to also hear from Ms. Cochran if she plans on testifying, present any information to the board, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Westby.
Mr. McCluskey was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections on July 26, 2018. He was arrested January 15, 2019 by a Mesa PD, a new felony charge of possession of a weapon by a prohibited person. He was back in DOC custody on January 22, 2019 with an adjusted community supervision end date of June 19, 2019 with 84 abscond days. Current conviction, 2014, misconduct involving weapons, 5 years. His prior convictions in 2009 for dangerous drug violation, 3 years. 2009, misconduct involving weapons, 2 years. 2009, criminal damage, 1 year. 2009, unlawful use of means of transportation, 1 year. 2011, misconduct involving weapons, 2 years. This is his third term in DOC. CU power score 4-4, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 2. STG gang information notes, he's a suspected member of the New Mexican Mafia, Arizona Security Threat Group, and self-admitted being a member of the criminal street gang out of Prescott, Southside, Creekside, Locos. He has prior term of supervision in 2011, TIS release, absconded 8 days, grade C, CD in custody. 2013, TIS release, absconded 5 days, continued on supervision, completed 3 months. Disciplinary violations are significant and lengthy with drugs, intoxicants, promoting contraband, and violence noted. Other arrest, 2008, dangerous drug violation, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2008, DUI, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. His community risk score is a GAB9. I did receive stats of charges from Senior Parole Officer Smith, February 22nd. That's dated for the Maricopa County Attorney's Office. Charges are still pending against the offender for the felony charge of possession of weapon by a prohibited person.
Okay. So, Mr. McCluskey, I see that when you were released, you were to reside at the residence 2660 North Stately in Mesa, Arizona. This was the address, your last known address. Is that right, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, whose residence is that, sir?
That's my uncle, my aunt and uncle's.
Okay. So, as you were referred to, did you work any job during that period of time, sir?
Yeah, I worked. I had a job all the way up until the day of my arrest.
Where did you work at?
I was working with my brother-in-law doing concrete for Signature Concrete or Springer Concrete.
Okay. All right, sir. Says that you were referred to tasks for running the analysis test, and it looks like your color code was gray. It looks like on September 10th of 2018, you deduced a UA that was negative, and then on August 16th of 2018, October 5th of 2018, you produced UA samples that was positive for methamphetamine. And then it looks like on September 4th, October 2nd, you failed to report as to take a UA. Looks like on July 26th, you were referred to CHC programming for treatment for substance abuse. It says that you completed the intake process at CHC. However, you did not complete the program. So why didn't you go ahead and complete the program, sir?
The program for, you said for CAT or the MRC?
Yeah, this says referred to CHC program at CAP.
The reason why I didn't complete CAT was due to the fact that I went on I absconded from my conditions of parole, and up until the time that I absconded, that I stopped reporting, I was going to my weekly meetings with Patrick. He was my counselor, Patrick. And there was a couple times that I had missed classes due to work out of town, and I advised my parole officer Yvonne and Patrick that I wouldn't be there, and I also was having a difficult time with the days that I had my class on, and I had rescheduled those days. I had switched my class day over to a different day 2 weeks prior to my absconding. And I was doing my classes. It wasn't that I didn't, the reason why I didn't complete it was due to the fact that I had absconded.
Okay. So it looks like your PO was working with you. It says that they had brought you in for staffing due to your continuous drug use on October 18th. And then you volunteered to participate in the ITH program at MRC. And you were supposed to report there on October 23rd, but you failed to report. Why did you not go, sir?
The reason... Sir, I'm gonna be honest with you guys. I know you guys hear this all the time, whatever. I have a drug addiction. I've been addicted to methamphetamines and heroin since the age of 9. I've been in and out of the system since I was 9 years old. I'm gonna be 30 years old this year, and I got roughly 18 and a half years in prison. This is all I know, you know what I'm saying? Well, during the time that I was out, there was some allegations that was made pertaining to my niece of sexual abuse that was going on, and I've had issues myself dealing with that stuff of that nature. It happened to me when I was a kid, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't know how to cope with that. The only way I know how to cope with that was to self-medicate, and yeah, it's wrong, but I mean, that's all I know, you know what I'm saying? And I've learned to ask for help, and I'm doing so right now I'm getting help in here as I've been arrested this time to do with my mental issues and my anger, my anxiety, and my bipolar issues. I'm taking meds for those right now, and trying to just learn how to control my anger. There's not really much that the DOC offers us in here, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I'm trying to do everything I can to change. Had me and you been on this phone or been talking to each other 6 years ago in 2013, it would have been a whole different story. I would have asked you to send me back to prison because I enjoy prison. I've known prison my whole life, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And this time out, spending time with my family, my friends, and... and my fiance, I've learned that there's more to life than just prison, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, I know you guys have heard, you hear this all the time, you know what I'm saying? It's just what it is. I've learned that there's more outside of prison. I enjoy working, I enjoy going to work, I enjoy spending time with my family, and I'm trying to make peace, not just with myself, but with my family as well. Okay. I've never been there. I haven't been there. I missed out on my whole family, and my grandma, she's not doing good. She's having health problems. My mother-in-law has health problems, and I'm missing out on everything. Everything that means something to me, I'm missing out on. I keep messing up, you know what I'm saying? Whoever that gentleman was that read off my charges and stuff, he's absolutely right. And I've made a lot of mistakes in my past. Nobody's perfect. Everybody's made mistakes, but I was the one who got caught for it, and I've accepted my punishment. I've served my time for every one of those ones, mm-hmm. and I'm serving my time for this one too.
Okay.
I'm not asking you guys not to punish me if you feel that I need to be punished. And I'm asking you, punish me. I'm not questioning that. I'm asking you guys to help me, though, to help me change. You know what I'm saying? I was in the process of enrolling in college and getting my license to become a contractor.
Yeah.
So and Mr. I was doing good out there. You know what I'm saying? I need help.
Mr. Presley, what were you doing when you were contacted by Mesa PD?
What was I doing?
Yes.
I was coming out of a motel room.
Uh-huh.
Coming out of a motel room, and I'm not even going to lie to you. Yes, I was high. Did they find a weapon on me? No, they did not.
Okay, so, because I was going to ask you, I mean, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, in addition to this, you have 3 other weapons charges, so you know you're a prohibited possessor.
Yes, I didn't have no weapons on me at the time of my arrest, sir. There was a weapon that was found, but it was not found on my possessions, and it was not found in the hotel room that they caught me coming out of.
Okay. All right, sir. So let me see if the board has any questions for you. Not okay. Seeing any questions coming from the board, so I'm going to go to Ms. Cochran to see what information she'd like to present to the board. Go ahead, Ms. Cochran. Please just state your full name and go ahead and present. I know you've been here all day. It's been a long day.
I've been here since 8:30 this morning.
Yes.
It's been a very long day. I'm so tired. But my name is Hannah Cochran. I've been with John for 6 years. I've watched you change drastically. Like you said, in 2013, he would have told you to send me back. He didn't want to be out. He loved it in there. And now, like, he's been out and he sees things differently than he did back then. And he has his niece and his nephews and, like, me and all of our families. And he wants to make up for lost times, you know? Like, he really wants to change something. He wants to fix those things that keep dragging him down. He doesn't want to feel the way he does anymore. He just wants to do better. And, like, every time he's ever been in a situation, it's always just been sending him to prison. He's never had the option to actually change himself and work on himself. It's always just go straight to prison. And, like, all we're asking is to give him the opportunity to show that he, like, really can change. People do change. And give him the tools that he needs to help himself.
Okay. So, do you have any questions for Ms. Cochran? Okay, thank you, Ms. Cochran.
Thank you.
So, Ms. McCloskey, we're coming up on a conclusion of your hearing, so is there anything else you'd like to say to the board without repeating yourself that would be relevant to this case?
Yes, I would. Earlier, that gentleman spoke on some stuff. I am no longer actively participating in any prison or street gang. This can be verified by SSU and by Gang Task Force on the streets as well. Also, I am no longer a max custody inmate. And I've managed to work myself down from maximum custody to a minimum. This is a close custody. I'm on a close custody yard. I've been ticket free for over the last 2.5 years. The last 2 years of while I was incarcerated, I didn't have no major tickets, no violent tickets or anything like that. I'm like I said, I'm currently trying to get help for my issues that I have, my bipolar and anxiety and my mental illnesses that I'm having to struggle with. I'm just asking you guys to take into consideration, man. 6 years ago, we wouldn't be having this conversation. I wouldn't be asking you to give me another chance or to give me the benefits to help me grow as a person. I would have told you, send me back to prison. I'm comfortable here, I like it here. But now, I feel I have the tools in front of me that are necessary to help me change, you know what I'm saying? I want to become a positive person in my community. I was doing community service out there, even while I was had absconded, and I wasn't required to do any community service, and I was still doing it. I'm just asking you to take into consideration that I, an inmate of however many years I've been in here, all the things I've done in my past, take that into consideration, but also the simple fact that I'm asking you guys to help me. Never would I had asked you guys to help me before. And I thank you guys for all your time and consideration into this. Thank you.
All right, Mr. McCluskey, thank you. Mr. Wester, you had something?
That he was in CDU, just to see what the reason was that he was in CDU. It looks like they're doing an 805 review, though.
Step down. Okay. All right. Okay, so Mr. McCluskey?
Yes.
So the board's going to go into discussion. A lot of boards in discussion. I'm going to ask you to remain on the line. Have I need you to remain silent while the board's in discussion. We will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. The board is now into discussion. It appears that Mr. McCluskey is at that stage where it appears that he wants to change his life around. I did hear him clearly that he wants to make some of those changes, and he's asking us to give him that. But I think Mr. McCluskey has to do that. His PO that he had was working with him. The PO referred him to the CAP program, which for treatment of substance abuse, and he completed the intake process, but he didn't go to complete the program. Then she again, I don't know if it was a C, then the PO then gave him another opportunity for the ITH program at MRC, and he didn't complete that program either. So he's been in two programs that the PO was working with him on, but he says that he's in custody now, and since this time there's a different story. He's trying to get into some program and get himself together. I think that he has a release date, looks like June 19th of 2019, which is about 4 months away. But I really think that Mr. McCluskey is really serious. If he take these 4 months that he's left there, get involved in AA or NA or any programs that he can get into, work with his CO3 and work on a plan so that when he gets out, he can be a productive citizen and not get in any more trouble. He does have family support. I see that his fiance, Ms. Hannah Cochran, is here. He's been here all day and willing to support him. But he has to really make that decision that he wants to do it for himself. We can't give it to him. P.O. tried to give him some programming, but if he's there, he can take this next 4 months, really do some sincere thinking, get into some programs, get himself together so that when he's released, he'll get out in 4 months, be in the programming, and not have to have any more negative contact with law enforcement, hopefully, again. That's my opinion. However, I am willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Any more comments coming from the colleagues, then I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. McCluskey, find that he was delinquent, he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, had lapses about the law in the criminal ways of company, as he was an absconder for 84 days, and he did resort back to using drugs while he was out. That would be my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay, Mr. McCluskey.
McCluskey.
So the board voted to revoke your community supervision. I do hear what you're saying. It sounds like you are definitely on the track where you're ready to make that turn and turn your life around. You did make a statement that you were taking some programs and getting involved in some things while you're incarcerated. You have 4 months left, so you will be released on June 19th of 2019. At that time, you won't be on any parole or community supervision at that time, sir. So that when you're released, work with your CO3, sir, continue to do some programming, continue to stay on that track so that you will be mentally prepared when you are released to go out there, be a productive citizen, spend time with your family, not get in any more trouble, sir, and hopefully not have any negative contact with law enforcement. Mr. McCluskey, I want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity to appear before this board, sir.
You're talking about
okay.
I know, you guys saved your extra for me.
Go ahead, I'll let you tell them, okay?
I love you!
Okay.
Love you too, baby.
Okay, so that's going to conclude your hand. I'll let your fiance say that she's been here all day since 8:30 this morning. So, sir, thank you for taking the time to appear before this board. That's going to conclude your hand at this time, sir. Thank you.
Look, those of you who have these leftover, please hold them until tomorrow.